Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super important. Emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? Like one minute you're on cloud nine and the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can totally learn to control that ride. And the key? Self-awareness. It's like having an internal GPS for your emotions, helping you understand where you're coming from and why you feel the way you do. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Emotional intelligence sounds super serious and academic. But trust me, it's not about becoming some robotic emotion analyzer. It's about learning to connect with yourself on a deeper level, understanding your triggers, and responding to situations with more grace and intention. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you boost your emotional intelligence through self-awareness. First up, pay attention to your body. Those physical sensations are telling you everything. Feeling your heart racing? You're probably stressed. Stomach in knots? Maybe anxiety is creeping in. Recognizing these cues early on can save you from spiraling into a full-blown emotional meltdown. Next, practice mindfulness. Ever noticed how our minds are constantly racing, jumping from thought to thought? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment, noticing your breath, and observing your thoughts without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. It helps you become more aware of your emotional state and allows you to respond instead of react impulsively. Third, keep a journal. This isn't about documenting every single feeling, though if that works for you, go for it. Instead, think about specific situations that triggered strong emotions. Write down what happened, how you felt physically and emotionally, and what you did in response. Over time, you'll start to see patterns emerge, understanding your triggers and developing healthier coping mechanisms. Number 4, learn to label your emotions. It sounds simple, but putting a name to your feelings can be incredibly powerful. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. Are you feeling anxious, frustrated, disappointed? The more precise you are with your language, the better you'll understand and manage those emotions. And finally, be kind to yourself. Self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you've got it all figured out, and there will be days when you feel completely lost. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and remember that it's okay to stumble along the way. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you start feeling that familiar wave of anxiety. You could let those feelings take over, snapping at other drivers or arriving flustered and stressed. Or, you could use this moment as an opportunity to practice self-awareness. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of anxiety, and remind yourself that you can handle this situation. Maybe put on some calming music, visualize a positive outcome, or even do a quick meditation right there in your car. By being mindful and taking control of your emotions, you can turn a stressful situation into a chance for growth. So, remember, cultivating emotional intelligence through self-awareness isn't about being perfect. It's about progress, not perfection. Start by paying attention to your body, practicing mindfulness, journaling your experiences, labeling your emotions, and being kind to yourself along the way. It's a journey worth taking. And that's it for today's episode. Don't forget to share this with someone who could use a little emotional intelligence boost and leave a review if you enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Soft Girl Morning Wisdom. Keep shining, everyone.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.